Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Buddy.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Kylie Jo, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Safety, 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 safety.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
gentlemen, kings and queens. Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm.
And with me, I have Miss Mobetta, and I believe Miss Ray Queen will be calling in shortly as well. Miss Mobetta, you in the building?
I am. Good evening, everybody. What's
good
up, Polly?
Good evening. Nothing, just hanging in there, you know. I can complain, but I'm not going to, you know.
I know that's right, girl.
You know, just ready to have a great show tonight. Missed you guys.
Absolutely.
So just excited to be back on the air. How you been, though?
I've been all right. You know, I'm like you. I can complain, but I won't. Things could always be a lot worse, you know. So,
yeah,
you know,
got that
just
right.
shaking and moving, trying to get used to our new norm, you know.
Yeah. This is crazy. It's
trying
crazy.
To get used to the new norm. Yeah.
So those of you who have just tuned in to GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad, you're talking to Storm and Miss Mobetta. The number to call in is 845-277-9098. We're here live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. We're blessed with the platform to be able to talk to as many people as we like, interview as many people as we like, and just give you the real deal on what's going on in life in general. That's the platform that Cheeky Palace has. We interview, we help promote, we give advice, so we talk about a lot of different topics. And so tonight we're definitely going to be talking about a lot of stuff that's going on in the world, especially the shooting of 17-year-old Brandon Hendricks, I believe in the Bronx. He had just graduated, I want to say maybe a week, 2 weeks before, and then gun violence took his life, you know. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the gun violence and, you know, just all the violence that's going on and Chicago as well. But before we, you know, before we do get started with that, you know, I definitely just want to say rest in peace, Darnell. It's going to be his 1-year anniversary on the 6th. So that's 1 year that he's been gone. It still gives me the shakes. Still sends those chills, you know, thinking about it, you know, accepting it and, you know, just watching life just continue on, you know, without him. So, you know, definitely rest in peace to him. You know, we're praying,
absolutely,
you know, for Artita and DeVea and just, you know, just praying that God continues to keep them strong, you know, through this turmoil of what's going on, you know, with life itself. And, you know, we're thinking of them, you know, and, you know, we're definitely going to do a memorial in his name, you know, on the 6th, you know, because that's his actually 1 year, you know,
that's
anniversary that he's been gone. Yeah. So we're definitely going to, you know, do a little something small, you know, in his honor and just try to keep his legacy going, you know, try to keep, you know, like his name just out there. You know, we don't want people to forget, you know, about him. We won't be doing, like, the parties and stuff like that, you know, because, unfortunately, a party is where his life got taken, you know.
Absolutely.
But we'll definitely do, like, a little get-together, you know, like, in his honor with, you know, balloons and, you know, a little memorial just to, you know, keep Artita and keep DeVea, you know, going, you
That's
know.
That's right. Commemorate,
so,
yep.
Yeah, you know, those of you who know him, love them. You know, good memories.
He was a lovable guy. It's just like, you know, it's amazing. And that actually leads to our topics tonight, you know,
gun
violence and stuff. And it makes you so angry because the biggest punks out there is the one, if you can't fight, you need to shut up. You understand what I'm saying? You carrying around a gun for what? And like I was saying earlier, you know, you have people that are just so inexperienced. That you got a gun, you don't even know how to shoot it. You don't know how to do anything. You understand? You just want to, having a gun don't make you tough.
Right.
It don't make you tough, and it's just it pisses me off even more. Y'all might have to excuse my French tonight because it's just one of those days. But we out here marching up and down the street hollering Black Lives Matter. And stuff like that, and then stuff like this gives them ammunition to figure that they can do what they want to do to us because this is what we're doing to each other. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what was it? What was going on so bad that y'all can't talk this out? You understand what I'm even fight it out? Let's get it shaking real quick, and then
Right.
Put the gun down, though. You know what you need a gun for? Now, multiple lives are taken, not just Darnell. And I'm not just speaking about his instance, his situation.
Of course. It's in general.
Single-handedly. Mm-hmm. But in his instance, and multiple lives are taken. You understand? You got to have a little girl that's constantly asking for her father. You understand? You got now you're in jail for killing him, and for what? For what? What were you? What did you kill him for? You can't even answer that question.
Nope. And didn't when it came time to. So
crazy.
Didn't when it came time to. Didn't give remorse. Didn't. You know. And it's like it never seems to amaze me with all this going on right now in this whole pandemic. You know, of which we have going on. It's like we want people to respect us and give us the due homage of which our ancestors have fought for many years, you know. But it never seems to amaze me that there's so much crime, the black-on-black crime. It's so much, you know. It's so much. And it's like it makes people look at us like, what are you talking about then? Like, if you guys are killing yourself, then why are you complaining if someone else is killing you? You know, it's like, you see where people are going with the different things that they're saying. Not that it's right, because trust me, it's not. You know, it's just, it's still, to me, it's still, you give people more ammunition than they need, you know? You give,
Absolutely.
Them more than what they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely do. And unnecessarily. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, you're not even taking the time to go and learn how to shoot a gun, learn what guns you people just don't even know, just do ignorant shit. Like, really? What are we marching for? What are we out here covering these streets for? You understand what I'm saying? Doing all of these posts for? What are we doing it for? Not for you to go kill somebody else. You understand? It's like the kid Brandon Hendricks that was killed, from the story that I was reading, his parents were saying, his mom was saying that he was a good kid. He had D1 prospects as far as playing basketball. He's a D1 prospect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then you go out there and get to some simple little altercation and get shot in the neck. For what? You understand?
Yep.
And like,
and then
know
it.
I'm full of metaphors because my grandmother and my fellow. I'd rather them say, there she go, than there she lay. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Listen, there's parts of me that's just, it's not to be touched, and I won't allow it. You understand? So, you have that. You know, that don't make me less of a person because I walked away from it. Believe that.
Right.
But it's getting out of hand now. You talking about 20-something deaths between Brooklyn and stuff since the end of May.
Yeah,
not even a month.
That's a lot.
Chicago is countless. You're talking about babies, being killed over there. Like, come on.
I read online. I think it said it was 65 deaths in over a weekend.
And it's been
back to back. And mind you, even with that, it's like it's not even like these kids are out. You know, like the. I'm talking about the little ones, you know, the one, I think there was one that was in the car that was sitting in the back seat of the car, one and got shot by a stray bullet, one that was outside playing and got shot by a stray bullet. You know, I'm talking about stuff like that. Like, those are things where it's like, are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to do, are you kidding
shake your head.
Yeah, it's like that is more painful than anything else. And these are little kids. Their life is being taken so short, you know, like they don't even have a chance.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have a chance. And I get it. Don't get me wrong. They say, you know, some of these states, you know, have high crime rates and stuff. I get it. Don't get me wrong. I do get it. I do understand. I like to say that a lot of it is very like, you know, the areas are very overpopulated, you know, and it has a lot of people and it's a lot of things that go on. I get it. You know, like you see it all the time. You've been hearing it for years. I get it. Trust me. But it doesn't make it right. You know, it doesn't make it right that these little kids' lives are being taken from them. You know, it doesn't make it right. They don't even get a chance to, you know, go to high school. You know, the ones in Chicago, like this one in New York, he just graduated with a promising future.
And that's it.
Like, his life is just. That's it. Whatever the situation was, you thought it was okay to pick up a gun? Like, that that's the only way that you knew how to handle the situation?
Right.
I don't know. It just, you know, just makes me just think of, you know, a lot of different things. And it makes me scared for our young kids, you know. It makes me scared for the youth that's out there today.
You know, absolutely, because where do we have to ask ourselves, like, where do we go from here? You understand? And that's why I always preach also about, you know, how important it is for, like, fathers and for these kids to have, like, positive male figures in their lives. You understand what I'm saying? Even, like, even OGs that's been locked up and been around the game and stuff like that, those people are important to these kids now, you know. But
right.
You have some of these knucklehead kids that just refuse to listen. Like, you want to learn things the hard way? Let me tell you something about the streets. They do not love you. The streets don't love you. They're not giving you anything back. They only lead to death and jail. Those are the only two options when it comes to the streets now. You understand what I'm saying? Especially if you don't have some type of plan for your life or some type of hustle going on where you're out making money. All right, I'm going to go make money and come home. That's not to say that anything bad can't happen, but at least you have a different mind frame. You have a different thought process now. Like, listen, y'all got that. You understand? That don't mean I'm not your people, but it's just I'm not doing the same thing that you're doing right now. I'm a holler. But
yeah,
you just have
better,
kids that are refusing.
I want better.
That are just fucking.
And they said the young ones are starting off, you know, carrying the guns and stuff like that, and, you know, learning how to use the guns and everything. And it's just really sad. You know, it's really, really sad. And, you know, and I definitely feel bad for the parents, you know, who have to bury these children,
absolutely,
you know.
But listen, I'm all for teaching.
Violence.
If you're teaching the children a proper way about when it comes to the guns and, you know, different types of guns and how to shoot it and how to hold it, because the people that are actually shooting the guns now are so inexperienced. That's why innocent people are getting killed, because you don't even know how to hit a target. You don't know what gun, what bullet is going to go where and what kind of damage it causes. They're not teaching these. The children are not being taught. They're just getting their hands on these guns. You understand? So that goes to show you that it really ain't a lot of policing going on, because they're not making the guns. The guns are coming from somewhere. You understand? Somewhere else, somewhere bigger. You know what I mean? And not for nothing, a lot of that comes from the people who actually are hollering Blue Lives Matter and stuff like that. Y'all the people who are pushing these things, because y'all have the resources. We don't end up with it. We end up catching a fall for these things. And again, I'm not condoning what we do either, but it's a bigger picture. It's a broader picture that's not being painted.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you think that is? Like, what do you think about, like, you said it's, you know, the other people, you know, like, what do you think? Do you think where they're coming from?
The business owners, right, where the guns are coming from. These are people the business owners, people with the capital, with the money, and stuff like that. Those are the people who actually have gun rights. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people have gun rights without just getting into the whole thing. What they'll do is they'll go, they can order the guns and stuff legally, and then they'll sell them out on the street at a different price or a higher rate to people who don't have license and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's bigger than just these youngins in the hood with guns killing people. It's bigger than that. You know what I mean? But my question would be, like, where do we go from here? You know what I'm saying? We almost got our hands up in the air, because now that even now that we're bucking against law enforcement, who's to say law enforcement ain't doing all these killings? They just not being caught. And you understand what I'm saying? So it just runs real deep. It runs real deep, and it touches home, because, again, I have black men. I gave birth to black men, and the times that we're living in now, it's tough. It's hard. It's hard to try to make sure I maintain mainly my youngest. My oldest, he's pretty self-sufficient, but which he you know, can hold his own. But with my younger son, with all the influences and stuff like that, it's tough. I battle. Mm-hmm. I battle. And that's why I said it just makes such a big impact. It has such a broader impact when you have a male figure that's positive, that can speak from experience, and that are actually involved in their kids' activities and stuff. It makes a grand of a difference, and especially coming from a male.
Right. And what do you think about all the lynching that's been going on?
Oh, Lord. Oh,
you know, I had to touch on
crazy.
It. I didn't mention it in the beginning part
of
the topic, but I definitely wanted to, you know, just spend a few minutes on that and just, you know, just touch on it, you know, because I feel like I believe that there's a conspiracy theory behind it, and I believe that, you know, they want us to think that all these people are committing suicide, and honestly, there's no way. I don't believe.
Yeah,
so.
Nah,
I don't know
that's
feel,
just not, that's
I don't
just,
I don't
that's
think
just
so.
Happening too fast, too much too fast.
Yep.
I think, but like I say, and I say this all the time, your body is only as good as your head. Now you have the head of our country who promotes a certain kind of rhetoric, you know, who promotes that stuff, and he has a broad following. You understand? So they actually feel that this is deemable because they have the protection. He made them feel like, oh, we're going to be protected. You understand? They didn't catch us on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you have right, white power. White power. You go right ahead. You know what I'm saying? And then what happens is his press secretary gets up there and they try to justify or downgrade what he's done or what he said. Scratch and sniff.
They
scratch
tried
and
it.
Sniff on
they
that.
Tried it.
Come on.
But
and,
the average
oh my
person
God,
already
I,
knows what it is.
It's bullshit.
The
is
average
what it
person,
is.
Yeah, the average person
pretty
already
much.
Knows what it is, and know that you're just there to cover it up to make it seem like everything. Like he talked it, and now you're trying to just cover it up to smooth it out. But reality is when he speaks how he feels. He speaks his mind, and that's one thing about him that he has to stand firm with. That is, don't be a coward about it. You know how you feel.
Right.
Say how you really feel. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, don't beat around the bush.
Right.
Don't have that gray area over there, even though it's black and white. You got a gray area.
Right.
Don't be in the gray area. Stand to the forefront and be a man about how you really feel. You know,
right,
be
right,
a man
right.
about it. How do you really feel? People over
I said it.
Okay, I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is what I said. This is what I meant. And whoever don't like it, that's just too bad. Plain and simple. You put me as president, that entitles me to say whatever I want to say. I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? But you're not saying that. You're being a coward in all aspects of everything. And you're also being a coward because, oh, you're going to go and hide in your bunker? No, why don't you face the music like everybody else do? We don't have bunkers we can hide in. You know what I'm saying?
They got that for his head.
Yeah, face the music. Face the music like everybody else. We all got to get up in the morning and face the music and walk out there and don't really know if we come back home to our kids. So why don't you do the same? Why, you hiding at this point. But you talking all that KKK and, you know what I'm saying? You talking all about that, but yet you can't back it up. That's an issue.
Right. Right.
You know, that's an issue. You know,
that's
an issue.
It's crazy.
You know, I'm
and, you know, I was just having a conversation, like, he's supposed to, in your position, I don't know if they briefed him on that. Your position is supposed to lead by example. You're leading a horrible example. Horrible example. And even his followers see it. They know it too. But like you said, they have to, now they don't start it, they have to finish it because they don't want to seem like the lesser. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to seem like the lesser. Now, so we're going to continue on with this. He's just a horrible man, period. It ain't got nothing to do with politics. You know what I mean?
Nope.
He already know. He didn't know anything about politics when he entered into his position. He's just a horrible person, period.
Right. He was horrible before the presidency, and he's going to be horrible when it's gone. That ain't going to change. I just don't know how he's able to continue to just keep on going like that. That I don't get. You know what I'm saying? That
because
I don't really get.
The people that he have around him, they fear him. You know what I mean? They fear him. So what he looks for is loyalty. You know what I mean? Or if you're not loyal to me, then I'm going to take away what you have. So he doesn't listen to people. He doesn't feel he has to. He doesn't feel. He failed because he's the president of the United States. He doesn't have to listen to what people say, even the people that are briefing him and giving him information that he needs to hope man his position. He doesn't feel that that's necessary. You know? So,
no, because for him it's not.
This is what happens, and this is why our country is in such turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner people see that, the better off they'll be. Better off you'll be. So, listen, I can be a wholehearted Republican. That doesn't mean I like him. You understand what I'm saying? I don't got to like him if I'm just because I'm a Republican. You understand?
Right.
I don't have to dislike him because I'm a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
He displays who he is. And that's why I don't rock with him, period.
Right.
That's why you see our country is in such a mess right now, too. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, we pray for the better day, though. We pray for the better day. People got to start tapping into God as much as we can. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's people that are non-believers that God can't do this and God can't do that. But the second thing that we're given when we're born, first is life, second is free will. So people have the right to choose what you want to do, if it's the right thing or the wrong thing. Those are the only two things. You're going to do what's right or you're going to do what's wrong. You have that right to choose. That has nothing to even do with God. And this is where the failure is coming in, that because people don't want, nobody wants to take accountability for their wrong actions.
I mean, if you make a decision, it's time for you to be held accountable for it.
Yeah.
You know, once you make that position, once you make your decision, it's time for you to be held accountable by any means necessary. You know, you do have freedom of free will, you know, so now it's time for you to, you know, face the music.
And like I always say, too, it's nothing wrong with doing the right thing. It's not wrong with doing the right thing. That's it. Even if people don't agree with your right thing, as long as you know in your heart of hearts what you did is right and it's proven to be correct, then you don't got to worry about what nobody else has to say. And that's period.
Right. I like to say,
period.
As long as you're happy with your decision, you can sleep well at night. That's all that matters to me.
Absolutely.
Because everybody's
Absolutely.
Not going to understand exactly how you feel, and some people are not going to agree
right.
with you. But reality
right.
is as long as you understand you're right with how you feel, that to me, that's all that matters. But it's too much violence and stuff going on for everybody just to
really
sit
is.
There and look around like they don't know what it is, you know. It's kind of frightening, you know.
It is frightening because you just never know. Now, you see the peaceful protesters out there and the guy just went open fire and killed
like
somebody.
That. Mm-hmm.
Just like that. And,
yep. and even
and
the ones
people
who
like, well, why God didn't stop that? Like, come on, man.
As much as evil there is out there, come on now. As much as there's evil, you know, and it's a lot of evil out there, and you've had a lot of people go to protest and stuff and try to do the right thing. Excuse me, you've had people just walk up, like, and just start yelling and screaming racial slurs and, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
all life matters, you know, not your life, black people killing
yeah.
people, like, yeah, like, that's not people's intentions. That's not some of the people's intentions. You know, some of them
right.
it is. Some of them
right.
it's not. But the ones that's out there
right.
trying to do the right thing, like, leave them be. Like, leave them alone. No one thinks that they're going
right.
to go to a freaking protest and not come back home the next day.
Right.
You know, no
right.
one thinks that, oh, when the protest is over, I'm going home. Oh, no, you're not. Somebody
right.
else had other plans for you. That's not fair.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Somebody else's will was different. And it's just
right.
crazy. It's sad. You understand what I'm saying? Now, like I said, we already know how to, and that's why now people are so mad that, oh, they're removing, like, the Confederate flags and statues and stuff like that, because now true history is being revealed. And I was also speaking as how there's a lot of white people that don't know the true history either. Y'all only
mm-hmm.
know half the history, just like we did. But now there's too many avenues and channels where you can learn of your history to where you can't you should say that you don't know. Listen, you can look up anything. The library is still intact. You understand? You still got books and stuff. There's still people that you can reach out to get proper information. The history of this country was told all wrong in high school. Not all wrong, but half true.
Right. What they wanted
to do. And this is why we are in the position that we are now, screaming and marching and talking about Black Lives Matter. Because we, black people, have been treated nastily since day one of the American democracy. Starting with the indigenous people and the natives of America have been treated horribly. You come, you gave disease. You bring people over here, you treat black people like animals. You understand what I'm saying? And you're talking about forefathers of this country, Washington and stuff like that. You know, talking about he had wooden teeth. No, he had slave teeth in his mouth. You didn't trust us. You didn't trust black people so much, but you had them cooking your meals, breastfeeding your babies. Your husband was making babies with the slave women. They were raping the men. You understand?
Right.
So listen, it might be really ugly, an ugly picture to paint, but trust me, we didn't want to hear that story either. You know, and sweeping it under the rug, all it did was turn that little molehill into a gigantic mountain.
That's it.
Or a gigantic mountain is what happened. So
it's crazy though.
This is the end result.
This is
the end result now. Now it's all being exposed. It's all being exposed, and now you talk about you want all lives matter. Well, all lives never mattered. All lives never mattered. It was all about the white American.
Mm-hmm.
The white American, and like I said, and just because I speak pro black doesn't mean I'm anti anything else. But I tell you what,
I am anti
disrespect. Mm-hmm. Anti-disrespect is what I am.
Right, yeah. No, I mean, people, you know, have to realize that you know, definitely entitled to have, you know, an opinion, and it doesn't mean that you're bashing one race other than, you know,
the
other. It just means, you know, you're just speaking from, your opinion, you know, facts of what you've seen, what you've heard, what you've witnessed, and it is what it is. You know, people are entitled to have their opinion, and that's exactly what it is. And that's one of the good things about GQ Palace is that, you know, everyone has an opinion. People don't have to agree with what you're saying. You know, if you choose to, then that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. You know, it doesn't make or break the topic, you know. The topic is what it is, you know. What's going on in life and what has happened in history is facts. You know, that's not made up data that people are making up and just putting out there. No, people want to listen to and they want to see what they want. They don't want to really deal with the true facts of what really happened, you know. They don't want to do that. So it's easier to just keep putting a Band-Aid on it and pretending like it don't exist. And I feel like that's kind of what happened. It's like people put a Band-Aid on it, like, oh, okay, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that serious. But in all reality, to you, it's not that serious. But until you walk in my shoes, you know, or you've walked in my brother's shoes, or you've walked in someone who has experienced a lot of different things out there, then you'll see.
Right.
But until then, you keep thinking it's not okay, because when the tables are turned and you're fed and you have to meet, you're put in a situation where you see what we see, then you'll say something different.
Right.
Let me know when you say something different. I want to know that. I'm just saying.
Just let me know. Put me on.
Yeah,
for real.
Let me know. Because in all reality, it's like as we go through, you know, life and with this pandemic and all the violence and stuff that's going on out there, a lot of people are fed up, you know, fed up to the fed up completely. They're fed up.
Right.
And you don't know how much a person can handle. You don't know how much a person can take, you know.
Right.
But I feel, you know, like sometimes people, you know, like they kind of like do stuff. They kind of like get you to respond sometimes, you know. And
those they try are the to get a reaction out of you.
They do. And you have to figure out, is it worth it at this time, you know. Like, is it worth it? You have to make that decision. Me, I'm learning, you know.
Right.
I'm learning. I'm a work in progress, you know. My mouth is still filthy. I'm a work in progress. You know, I've learned to, keep it down, tone it down. You know, I pray that God continues to help me, you know, with that. But I've been a lot better, you know. But I'm a work in progress, you know. But
That's
I do feel that there's a lot of information out there that people need, you know, people need to know. that people don't want to know, but you need to know it. You need to know it because then you'll see things differently. You'll see a big picture. You know, you might not want to, but you do need to know what's going on. You know, you can't live in a bubble forever.
That's right. Well, see, that's what it is. Knowledge is to be shared anyway, not stored. You're not supposed to learn some things and keep it up and bottle it up to you for yourself, because then what are you learning? You're really not doing anything. You're not serving any type of justice. So if I'm learning something, it's up to me to share it. You understand? And hopefully whoever is listening will receive it. You understand? So people have to be willing to learn now. You know, people have to be willing to open up and open their eyes and broaden their thought process and stuff like that, and just sit back and think like that. Then, and this to go back to what we were saying before, and doing some self-examination and self-evaluation.
Right.
And see where were you mentally. Where was I all of this time? You know, and then, you have some white people that don't even know history. Like, they don't know the history either. So when they hear this stuff, they're like, oh, man, really? So now you can see why black people react the way they do. A lot of the stuff is learned and taught behavior. Let me say, they better go read the Willie Lynch letter. Read that Willie Lynch letter. It's serious, because he taught
behavior.
The masters how to train their slaves and stuff. And then what happened is the training that we receive as slaves, it carried on from generation to generation to generation. So by the time we did receive what little bit of freedom, that quote-unquote little bit of freedom that we did receive, the damage was already done. The damage was done by then. Our thought process was already messed up. So it's going to take a lot of work for us to really go back to being the kings and queens and stuff that we are. It's going to take work, and it's going to take us to do it collectively. It's going to take – we have to do it as a unit, and the first thing we have to do is stop bucking against each other. We got to stop bucking against each other, because that's what they want us to do. They'll set it up so it could be that way. We have to stop bucking against each other. We need each other, regardless of whatever your stance is. We need each other.
You know what? We not only do we need each other, you know, but we have to support one another. When you look at and you see the different things and different businesses that people have, like I'm seeing a lot of posts out there that says, you know, support black-owned businesses, you know, and honestly, and I'm hoping and I'm praying that people do learn that a lot of the other races out there, they make it because they support each other. They're not jealous
That's
of each
fact.
Other. They're supporting each other. They're uplifting each other.
Right.
The information that you have, you're sharing that knowledge, and that person's able to use it and elevate just like you are. But with our culture, I feel like there's not a lot of that out there. The women are jealous of each other, okay? The men feel like they're in constant competition, some of them. Not all of them. They feel like they're in constant competition. We have to learn to put all the egos and stuff to the side, and we have to start supporting each other and uplifting each other, because that's what we need. We lack that as our community. We lack that. You know, where you can go any other place and you can talk to so many different people, and people, oh, you know, like the Spanish people, they got all these houses. Yeah, you know why? Because they're not afraid to put their money in. Somebody comes in.
They put it together.
Right. They're not afraid to do that, and they're not afraid to live with 10, 15, 20 people in a household and uplift each other. They're not afraid of that. But when you come to our culture, it's like, oh no. I remember back in the day, we had a house full of people all the time, every single day. Couches, chairs, beds, you name it. We made it work. You know, as we're older, people don't do that, and we have to start just supporting one another and just making sure people understand, listen, I congratulate you on your success. I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for you. It's okay to say that. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to say that. Don't sit there with that hate in your heart. Like, oh, how they do that? Oh, who they slept with?
Oh, yeah,
that?
Who gave them that money?
Don't.
Oh, well, who she messing with? They get this. How much drug he's selling? And listen.
Right.
Congrats.
Like, stop with all of that.
Put an accolade
exactly.
at. Like, Black people can be successful.
I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, congratulations.
Proud of you.
You know, there should be more of
you.
That to me. There should be more of that.
That's
it,
a fact.
Or, you know, somebody, oh, I found this new idea to do this. But guess what? When you think of the millionaires out there, it was one person or a group of people that came together with an idea,
mm-hmm.
and they was able to set it off and make millions, right?
And everybody
make
invested.
Millions.
Absolutely.
And everybody invested in it. Now, in our culture, when you come together, they're not doing that. Oh, no, I'm not going to invest in this because I think it's a scam, and that person's brother over there used to steal money and do checks, and I'm not doing that. You know, you have to understand, like, for us, we have to do better for ourselves, so this way we can elevate to the next level like everybody else. You need to start owning some property. You need to start investing the correct way. You need to get in touch with people that can help you elevate to the next level, because guess what? Otherwise, you're going to be stuck at a job, broke, struggling.
There's no reason why we all can't
pull together and make it work together. So this way we're all uplifting each other. We could all be, as we going up that mountain, we're all heads held high going up that mountain, making it work, climbing that ladder. We could do that together, but people don't want to do it. And that's sad.
Yeah.
You know, that's sad to me. You know, that's really
it,
sad,
it,
but
it
I hope
sad.
And pray. I hope and pray that one day, you know, our culture gets to that point where they do more uplifting and supporting each other and stop bashing each other down, you know. And, yes, stop killing one another. You know what I'm saying? Stop killing one another. Because by the time you kill, we kill all our black sons, our husbands, our brothers, our cousins, what's left? What's left?
Yeah, what are you going to have left? And then you'll have to deal with white people that like you don't want to anyway. Then you'll still be behind the dog on eight ball. Like I say, I mean, these young kids now, like, kid just graduated from high school. Why is he dead? You understand what I'm saying? He wasn't sick.
Senseless murder.
And stuff like that. And then, and reading more into the story, I was reading the story, and it was like, the mother kept saying, oh, I got to get him out of this neighborhood. Got to get him out of this neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
That's sad, though.
Like, you got to take your neighborhood back, or you're going to have to surrender to people that you don't want around. That's it. You're going to have to surrender. Then you're going to have people coming and buying your property up and moving you out and putting you somewhere where you don't want to be anyway.
Man,
and you're going to go
out here
shooting and killing people. You're going to be in jail, and then you're going to be mad because ain't nobody sending no kites. Ain't nobody dropping nothing on the book. You ain't making no phone calls. Then you're going to be mad at somebody else, looking to blame somebody else. And this all reverts back to taking accountability. People who want to take accountability for their actions. You understand? We also have too much pride to even say when we need help.
Right.
What's wrong with needing help sometimes? You understand
judgment.
What I'm saying? Like, oh, I don't
judgment.
Need nobody help. You know, that's a selfish way of thinking, too, because then you do need help, and there's nothing wrong with asking help. There's nothing wrong with receiving help.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I understand wanting to be self-sufficient and being in boss mode and stuff like that, but, again, sometimes we need help. We need help.
Right.
And I'm speaking from a single black woman's point of view right now.
Right.
It's
and we gotta just, you know,
here.
we gotta just remember, you know, also. And to me, I feel like, you know, for our kids, it's like we have to let them know that, like, back in the day, it was people would fight, you know, like if there was an issue, you know, we would fight, and it's okay because we fight right in the street.
Yeah.
People would make sure that it's a fair fight. You got beat up, you might lose some, you might win some, but that was back in the day. Now, it's not like that no more. And for our kids, you know, our daughters, our sons, we just have to make sure that we let them know that a fight is not how it used to be, you know? Like, it's not how it used to be, where one person might have an issue with you, and then next thing you know, in the heat of the moment, you're getting the best of somebody, and somebody else then jumped in. Well, now because that person's losing a fight, now they're going to bring a weapon to the fight, you know? It's not like it used to be. You know, it's really not.
Absolutely.
It's not like it used to be, and we just have to keep our, you know, keep an eye out on the company that we keep, and
right.
who we're around and what issues we do see happening. Because some of the issues we do
right.
see, you know, people say, oh, red flags. There are red flags when it comes down to different situations going down. You could look around and you could see something about to go down. You know what I'm saying? You just need to know that when it's about to go down, you need to exit. You know, you don't have
Let's
to stand
go.
There
yes,
and be
I'm
a hero.
Out. Yep.
You know,
I'm
you
out.
Need
yep.
to exit. Because as you
That's
see, even with the kids getting killed, they're in a car. You know, the one little girl was in the backseat of a car. She didn't stand a chance. She can't drive. She wasn't out on the street walking.
Yeah.
It just goes to show
well,
you that anything can happen, you know.
That's
and it,
That's
and it's sad.
And all for carelessness.
Really sad.
And stupidity. You got people that are just so damn dumb. Like, come on, man. And again, these mayors and said now it's tough because now we're bucking against the law enforcement. But you have people that are out of law enforcement that still hold a major weight around certain people. We got to start taking these neighborhoods back, you know? And like you said, back in the day when we was growing up, we got to semester, we got caught. You getting it by the neighbors, the parents next door, the parents across the street, and then you got it when you got home, too.
Yep, the village.
No more that it takes a village. The village has been dismantled. The village is now dismantled. So now you don't have it to where, you know, where the elders could check a child when you see him. You know you ain't supposed to be doing that. You're going to get it, and I'm going to tell your parents. So you got it, you got checked, and then you got checked again when you got home. That's all of that's lost. All of that's gone. The
right.
village has been dismantled. But that where there's life, there's hope. Where there's life, there's hope. There's still a way, a hope, to where we can start building that back. You know what I'm saying? Let's throw that fishing rod out there and reel our people back in.
Right.
We have to, and that's why I make sure even when my son and his friends come over and stuff, y'all going to acknowledge whoever's in the house. You don't just walk in people's house and not speak, especially if it's an elder or, you know, somebody older. You come, give them dap or say hello or whatever it is you're going to do, but you're going to acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fundamental respect. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just a respect thing, the respect that we grew up with. Hello, Miss Whoever,
that,
or
right.
Mr. Whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hello. But I mean, it's just, again, it's, I don't know what happened. The village just again, got dismantled. And, we're constantly giving them fuel and their ammunition. We're giving them fuel by out here killing each other. Thinking you big. You think you big because you shot somebody? Nah. It's so disheartening. It's disheartening because we're trying so many different things to keep a hold of our situation, and then up pops the devil again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to take everybody to do their part, not just no one specific group or one specific person. It's going to have to be done collectively. It needs to be done as a unit. That's the only way it's going to work.
Right.
The only way it's going to work. We need everybody to be advocates. Because that's even like with the Black Lives Matter marches and stuff like that. The white people were outnumbered, believe it or not. They outnumbered us. They outnumbered
us. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
And
it's sad, though.
We need
that's
to
sad.
See us. We need us.
That right there for me, I felt was sad though. I felt that was sad for
it
our
is.
Community. Honestly,
that's
I felt like
point.
That was sad. You know.
Yeah, that's my point because we need us. We need to be heard. You understand what I'm saying? And instead of y'all out here fighting against each other, y'all should have been up there on these megaphones and these microphones talking to your people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping. There's a march on Washington coming up next month down in D.C. I don't know if they're going to still have it or whatever, you know, with COVID and all of that stuff going on. I don't know. My cousin and them, they actually reserved rooms down there on the outskirts of D.C. Because they're going to go, you know, because the rooms and stuff down there were astronomical, like $1,100 per night. So they stayed outside in like Alexandria area, and those rooms were like three something a night. So that's you know, but they're gonna go down there. So I said I was playing about I'm gonna see what happens. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Like I said, now that these COVID numbers are climbing again, especially you know, in the other states and stuff like that, you don't know what's gonna happen.
And that's the sad part. But it's about 8:50. So of course, you know, it's me and you tonight. We're chopping it up. The lines are lit up. We do thank y'all for calling in and listening. You do have to press that one button to be able to go on the air. If you're listening on the PC, you're not gonna be able to go in on the air. You have to call 845-277-9098. So this is the part of the show we do, you know, go around our little round table and we discuss, you know, give our final thoughts on the topic. And then just chop it up from there. So, Ms. Mobetta, you want to go first?
Yes, I will. Like Storm was saying, I'll give a shout-out to our CEO and executive, Rich Money and Ms. Storm, who runs the show. I appreciate y'all. Y'all make
Thank
it possible
you.
For us to have this platform moving. And what is about 8 years strong? Eight years strong.
Yeah, girl.
You know, so... Yep. Still up and running, you know, ups, downs, and outs, still here running. Ray Queen, who is on the clock tonight. We hear you, Mama. We miss you tonight. We love you.
Yeah, look, working hard.
Yeah, you know, that's what she do. I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my nephew Jalen. His birthday was yesterday. Nephew, I love you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my aunt Violet. Her birthday was yesterday too. She turned 70. So happy birthday.
Oh, bless her.
Auntie Bye. I thank God for their lives. And again, I thank God for this platform, just so we can share knowledge and our thoughts and opinions on topics that we hear on a daily basis. And as far as us reeling us back in, it's going to take all of us to do our part to reel our people back in, and let's start teaching each other and helping each other, encouraging each other, and uplifting each other. There's nothing wrong with doing the right thing, and we are here. If you got anything you want to discuss about this topic situation, y'all hit me up Facebook. Y'all know I'm Angie Miss Mobetta, which that might actually change. I was going to change the name, my name on Facebook today, but right now on Facebook. So you got something, hit me in my inbox, and we will discuss stuff like that. We also have the show email, the email up also, and drop us a few lines. We're not here to blow anybody up. We're not here to expose anything. We just like to take information and share it, and hopefully somebody can use what you share. And 9 out of 10 times they do. There's a lot of people that listen to the show that actually walk away with something that they have received from our show. And we are just so appreciative and grateful for all of our callers, listeners, and emailers, and bloggers, everybody that, you know, make it possible for our show to keep running.
That's right.
I enjoy my time over here, you know, and we ain't going nowhere. And on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
All right. So it's your girl Storm. I ditto everything that Miss Mobetta said. Ditto everything that she said. I always look forward to just chopping up with you ladies here on Wednesday night. We do have a couple more, you know, things that's going to be coming. It's just, you know, been taking care of some personal stuff lately, but. You know, DQ Palace is definitely still up on the rise. You know, it's been 8 years strong, and we're looking forward to many more years to come. It's just, you know, sometimes, you know, life has a way of throwing some curveballs there. So, you know, with God's will, God's plan, you know, so keep pushing and keep striving. You know, we're thankful for everyone that calls and listens to us, all our supporters, our friends. You know, Ms. Mobetta gave you all the information out. You know, her name on Facebook should be Long Island's Leading Lady, but I'm just saying, you know, keep Ms. Mobetta somewhere there. I don't
you
know.
You all, Storm,
but,
you are all in my head. You're all in my head,
know,
Storm.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like, you know, from when you think of it from the city all the way out to out east, Long Island, Greenport, Bellport, you name it, you know, Long Island's leading lady is what Miss Mobetta is. So definitely got to give homage to her. You know, she's been around. She knows that. Look, she knows the deal. She knows what's going on. So with that being said, there will not be a show on this Friday evening. There will not be a show going on, but we'll look forward to getting back with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. Send your topics in. You can catch us on Facebook, all the websites, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're on there. Search up GQ Palace. Search up Miss Mobetta, Long Island's leading lady. It's going to change soon. You'll see it. Miss Ray Queen. She's a host on GQ Palace as well, so you can check her out. And you can also send information into GQPalaceRadio@gmail.com as well as GQ002@gmail.com. And my last and final thought I would have to say is just make sure you tell someone that you love them. You never know when tomorrow might not happen. God bless you guys.
Absolutely. God bless.
With a real one, that's a dedication.
Wow.
Had them patiently waiting for a revelation. Even when I ain't around, ain't no separation. Your skin smooth, your eyes brown, and you're far from basic. Then we go to different places with no suitcases. But when we come back, we got suitcases. Right now, I use love for a medication. Back in the day, I should Cupid with no hesitation. I got more than 40 acres for my reparation. See, I'm my navigation, that's my destination. Please don't never tell on me, baby.
Never tell.
That mean don't call 12 on me,
baby.
As long as the meal prepared for me, baby.
Prepared.
The meals I prepare, I share with you, baby.
Yeah.
Of course they gon' like it. Look at it. Everybody ain't happy, they look happy.
Stop down on the dime like I'm your
too.
Rain you make it home like I'm your too. Rain you make it home, I got you through it. Rain you make it home like I'm your too. Stop down on the dime like I'm your too.
Why don't we ride four deep, roll so far? We on E, she on E, she on me.
Let's try that way. Okay.
Shawty came in, walking like a model, shaped like a bottle. She know if she mess with me, it's gonna be trouble. I'ma bust that bubble, I'ma always love her. Mess up all the covers,
yeah.
Want me break it down like a folding chair. See me in a chain reactions, I got 40 pair. Sorry I ain't answer the phone, I was slapping you. Last night ain't else, I was pulling hell. Y'all know me, so low key. All this ice on, I got cold feet. My shorty bad, she a trophy. She like to lay on me and call me cozy. Yeah.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it. Rainy you make it home like I'm used to it. Rainy you make it home, I got used to it. Rainy you make it home like I'm used to it.
Alright.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it. Rainy you make it home, I got used to it.